Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party heading for landslide victory in Nepal's parliamentary polls. International Women's Day is being observed today. President Draupadi Murmu to address national-level celebration in New Delhi. More than 52,000 Indians brought back home from Gulf countries since outbreak of war. CBSE postpones Class 12 examinations scheduled for 9th, 10th and 11th of this month in West Asia region. In cricket, India to take on New Zealand in ICC Men's T20 World Cup final in Ahmedabad this evening. And in All England Open Badminton Championship, India star shuttler Lakshya Sen set to face Lin Chui Yi of Chinese Taipei in the final this evening. And now the news in detail. Rapper-turned-politician Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is all set to form the next government in Nepal after securing landslide victory in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. Popularly known as Balen, the 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of RSP defeated four-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a huge margin of about 50,000 votes in Japa 5 constituency. Final results have been declared from 135 constituencies. Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 106 seats and is leading in 18 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Nepali Congress got 15 and is leading in 3 constituencies. UML has 7 seats and is leading in 3. And NCP has won 6 seats and is leading in 2. Counting is underway for 28 constituencies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the people and government of Nepal for the successful conduct of elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is heartening to see my Nepali sisters and brothers exercise their democratic rights so vibrantly. This historic milestone is a proud moment in Nepal's democratic journey," Mr. Modi said. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. To mark the occasion, various programs are being organized across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu joined the International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Center. The Ministry of Women and Child Development also organized a women-led walk titled Shakti Walk along Kartavya Path. More from our correspondent.
International Women's Day is observed to recognize women for their achievements across national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic or political boundaries. The day calls for equal rights and opportunities for all. Recognized by the United Nations in 1977, the day has become a global moment to push for progress on gender equality. The central government has been actively working towards women's empowerment and gender equality through various policies, schemes and legislative measures. India has undertaken several initiatives to ensure that girls have equal access to quality education from primary schooling to higher education. This year, the day is being marked by a global campaign theme, Gift to Gain, that highlights the power of collective support in advancing gender equality. It encourages individuals, organizations, and communities to contribute time, resources, mentorship, and opportunities that help women grow and succeed. Priya Monal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In view of the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed its examinations for Class 12, scheduled on the 9th, 10th and 11th of March in the region. The board in its statement said that the new dates for the examinations shall be announced later. The CBSE informed that it will review the situation on the 10th of this month and take appropriate action with regard to examinations scheduled from 12th March onwards. The board also advised the students to stay in touch with their schools for updates and follow the official announcements. Taiwanese legislator Chia Pun Chung said that India plays an important role in maintaining stability in the region and that Taiwan hopes to work with countries like India for regional peace and prosperity. Speaking to an Indian news agency, Chung said Taiwan wants peaceful relations with China, similar to India's approach. However, he added that China has unlawful territorial ambitions and Taiwan does not accept China's claim that Taiwan is part of China. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The conflict in West Asia has entered its ninth day today, expanding across several countries in the Gulf region as the United States, Israel and Iran continue airstrikes, missile attacks and drone operations in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel will continue its military actions against Iran until all its objectives are achieved. In a video message shared on social media, he said, Israel is in the middle of a critical campaign for its existence and that the country will keep acting with strength and determination against its enemies. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces said it carried out strikes on Iran's two major ballistic missile production sites in Parchin and Shahrud. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it struck the Haifa oil refinery with Kheber Shekar missiles. The group Hezbollah also said it launched missiles at the Haifa naval base and fired rockets towards Kiryat Shmona. Earlier, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said neighboring countries would no longer be targeted unless attacks originate from their territory and apologized for recent strikes. He also rejected the demand from the United States for unconditional surrender. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would consider using the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve to ease oil pressure, emphasizing that the U.S. has abundant oil. Trump made this remarks to media, responding to U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's announcement that India can temporarily purchase Russian oil. Bessent noted that India had previously stopped buying sanctioned Russian oil and substituted it with U.S. oil, and the temporary waiver will help India meet its energy needs while global markets adjust. India relies on the Middle East for nearly 40% of its oil imports, much of which passes through the Strait of Hormuz. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri confirmed India's energy supplies are sufficient with no shortages of crude, LPG or LNG. The country is reviewing its energy situation twice daily and has diversified its import sources. Ministry of External Affairs or MEA has said that more than 52,000 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from the Gulf region to India between 1st to 7th of March following the outbreak of war in West Asia. The MEA said that of these, 32,107 passengers travelled on Indian carriers, while the rest were flown by foreign airlines. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash in Ahmedabad today. The match will start at 7 p.m. This will be Indian team's fourth appearance in a T20 World Cup final as they aim for a record-breaking third title. New Zealand, on the other hand, will be playing their second final as they chase their maiden trophy. Indian team led by Surya Kumar Yadav reached the final, beating England by 7 runs in a nail-biting semi-final in Mumbai, while New Zealand, captained by Mitchell Santner, defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in Kolkata. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen has powered his way into the men's singles final, keeping India's hopes high for a historic title clash in Birmingham this evening. The 24-year-old defeated Canada's Victor Lai in a thrilling semi-final clash last evening. Battling painful blisters and severe cramps, Lakshya showed incredible grit and determination in a grueling 1 hour and 37-minute contest to secure the victory. Lakshya will now face Lin Chui Yi of Chinese Taipei in the final at 5 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Barendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party heading for landslide victory in Nepal's parliamentary polls. International Women's Day is being observed today. President Draupadi Murmu to address national-level celebration in New Delhi. More than 52,000 Indians brought back home from Gulf countries since outbreak of war. CBSE postpones Class 12 examination schedule for 9th, 10th and 11th of this month in West Asia region. In cricket, India to take on New Zealand in ICC Men's T20 World Cup final in Ahmedabad this evening. And in All England Open Badminton Championship, India star shuttler Lakshya Sen set to face Lin Shui Yi of Chinese Taipei in the final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.